Now, Meitza Ruvain Mizruch Amarv. Let's say he says on the east and on the west side is Ruvain. O Meitza Shimon Sofim V'dorim. And Shimon is on the north and the south side of this field. Is Saruch Lemichtavle, he has to write him Meitza Ruvain Ruchin Train, that Ruvain's side is two sides. O Meitza Shimon Ruchin Train, that's what he's supposed to write down. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. How could it be that Reuben and Shimon is like on the east, north and south? How could Shimon be the north and south? Like Shimon's on one side, it can't be on north and south. That's the opposite sides. And how could Reuben be on east and west? He's on one side, not on both sides. So when we say, Sarah l'nichtavle, meitzer Reuben ruchin train, or meitzer Shimon ruchin train. Like the Chura, it's like this bottom picture he meant to say here is, like Reuben and Shimon. Let's see what's about here. So Rashbam says, Neitza Ruvain, Mizrach Amarav, Hamoicher Sod Lachaberoi, Veroitza Lichtoiv, Mitzrea, Vyesh Lashchein Ruvain, they saw this Achaz the Mizrach, Vyesh Lamarav. Good. Has one Ruvain talking could own a field on the Mizrach and the Marav side. It could be that way. It's not the same Ruvain. The same Ruvain owns two different properties. So Yichtav Lay Stam, he shouldn't write down Stam. Sod is Zushin, Amech Lechor, Rei, Betoich, Sod is Ruvain, Veshimin. Then you come to make Chlukim between the Alachs and you make a diagonally. But rather, you're supposed to say, speak out to say clearly that Reuven, Ruchen, Shrein. What I mean to say is, Reuven's two properties are in between my field. O Meitza Shimon, Ravchen, Tvein, Ruchen, Shrein also. Shimon owns two properties on the two opposite sides. So that's good. Like I'm selling you this middle field. You should know Reuven owns a field on the right and a field on the left. And Shimon owns a field on top and a field on bottom. So that's called good, Mitzorim, maintaining the boundaries around this middle field. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Sayim lo yasakronis mahal. Let's say Yoni gave Mitzorim where the corners of the fields are. As the bottom pictures are, Yoni said where the corners are. That was the boundaries he gave. He didn't give the boundaries along the whole field. Yoni gave it along the corners. So Mara says, that's a shallow. Exactly what do you mean to include here? Or else, kimin gom mahal. Let's say give the boundaries like an L shape. Also a little bit more than just the corners. They go a little bit further out. Come in, going, most like an L shape. That's the boundaries you give. Again, not along the whole field, but just like an L shape, each corner, more than just the corner itself. You also gave like an L shape, a little bit anami each way, up and down. But you did not give the boundaries along the whole length of the field. So what do we say? Do we say you meant to sell the whole field still? Or maybe no, maybe like the second bottom picture here, you only mean to sell part of the field, not the whole field. Now, Bisirugin Maho. If you only put the boundaries, Bisirugin, so Rashbam says it means to goin. You had eight people having fields around this field. Shinayim Lecho Ruach means Ruvein Vishimim Min HaMizrach. Levi V'Yudim Min HaTzofen. Yisachos V'Ulim Min HaMarav. Yosef V'Yom Min HaDorim. Because the Ruvein Meitza Mizrach, Levi Meitza Tzofen. That you didn't put every single person. You skipped every other one. So now, when you say every other one for the border, do you mean still to sell the whole field? Or maybe no. Take, in such a case, you have a take exactly how much of the field does he really mean to sell. Since he did not speak out clearly all the boundaries around the field, he only said it like skipping around, we have a suffix exactly how much of the field he wanted to sell. So that's like a take how much he wants to sell. All right, turn over. Now another locher. Meitza loy meitza rishon. He gives him the first boundary. O meitza sheni. Then he gives him the second boundary. O meitza shlishi. Then he gives him the third boundary. On the three sides of the field, he told him exactly who lives on the three sides. O meitza revia loy meitza loy. But the fourth side of the field, he did not give him a boundary. He didn't tell him what's the fourth side. So what's the locher? So Rav says kona hakel chutz mi meitza revi. He meant to sell him the whole field. Rashbam says, Kon HaKo means Kol Mashim of Law, Patek Gumlam Tzorim, everything inside these three boundaries. Chutz V'Meitza Dalet. HaTelem Atzmoy, it only means the boundary, that line that goes straight across on top, between the right wall and the left wall, that you did not get. But everything inside the field, he meant to sell to you. Since he gave you three sides of the field, he means all inside also I'm selling you. Just the top line that goes across, that is not selling. That's called Kana Keil Chutz Mimeitza Revi, excluding that one strip of land that goes straight across for the boundary. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Afilu Meitza Revi, even get the fourth boundary also. Since I gave you three sides, that's like giving you all four sides. Ravasi says, no, you did not mean to sell inside the field. You only get a strip along the three sides. I gave you three sides, so you only get the row going down, the right side going down the middle, going down the left, but not the property in between. Why? Sabalo Karavi, he was like Rav, the Yoma Shiura Shire. He's for sure leaving over something for himself. Since he did not say the fourth side also, for sure he meant to leave over something. Since he left over the fourth boundary, goes a step further than Rav. Rav says he only left over the fourth boundary, just that row going straight across. But here, Ravasi says no. He left over, but he left over even more. He left over in the middle of the kark also. I'm only selling you along the boundaries. Along the three boundaries, the first row, along those boundaries, that's all I meant to sell you. Omar Rava says, Hilchasa, what's the law in such a case? I tell you, Kona HaKil Chutzim Eitzereviya, we all like Rav, that all inside these three boundaries he owns, he sold, only the one row going straight across on top, across the two ends of the boundaries, that he did not mean to sell. For Lo Yamar Nezoni, Selah Nivla, which not included, The fourth one was not included in those three mitzvahim. Halacha pnei shneim kazeh, like the left side. Lo move to this left side picture that you gave the three mitzvahim, and the fourth boundary on top is on top of the two boundaries. So it's like outside the field. Therefore, that's not included. You meant to leave that over. Elo avomivla kona. But let's say the picture is like the right picture, where the two right sides boundaries go all the way up, and the middle of it you left out. So since you gave the right and left side all the way up above the boundary, therefore even though you did not put the middle of it, it's included in the boundary. There you meant to sell it also. Even there. Now, v'chi lo mivla nam, even where it's not, belay the left side, we're on top, on this top row, the boundary on top, there's a palm tree there, the bark of a palm tree, they have a tisha kapan, it has to be big enough to have tisha kapan on it. No, there's a dava choshev, then we say you did not sell it. It doesn't have a palm tree there. There's no bark of a palm tree there. For loy have a tisha kapan, or else the whole boundary itself is not why Tisha Kabin, if so, Kona. Then we say, since it's so small, you do not mean to leave it over for yourself. Therefore, it's included in the sale. Kona. Now, Michla, what do you want to tell me? Tichi Muvla, like this right picture, where the top boundary is Muvla, is inside the outer two boundaries, then it's included in the sale. Afagav diko le rich for the diklo. Even though it's a chosh of a piece of ground, even though there's a palm tree on it. Never tisha's cabin. It's also tisha's cabin. Still, Kona, you want to say that's this first sheet in Echnami. That even though it has a double choshev on this ground, but since it's muvla, it's swallowed up in between the two outside boundaries. That's included in the sale. Ika the army, some say no. Ika the army, some say yeah. My rov said like this. Hilchos, so what's the locha? Kona hakoil, that you mean to sell everything. The Afilo Meitzer Revia, even the fourth boundary also is included. But Veloya Mornella de Muvla, it's only where it's the right side, where it's swallowed up in the outer boundaries. Avoloy Muvla, it's not swallowed up, it's not included in the outer boundaries. Lekon, then you do not mean to sell it. Vichy Mivla, even when it's swallowed up the right side, Namiler Morozoni said that it's included Ella de Leko Le Richva de Dikler, which doesn't have Dovach Shivas to it. It doesn't have a palm tree on it. Lo have a teacher's cabin, it's not so wide, a teacher's cabin. Then we say it's included in the sale. Aval hey, aval ik, olay. Rich for the dikla, but upon this top part of the boundary, there is a palm tree there. They have a teacher's cabin, it's also a teacher's cabin. Lo kona. That even though it's smoothly, even though it's swallowed up in the outer boundaries, you do not mean to sell it. Since it's a double choshev by itself, and you do not speak out these boundaries, it's not included in the sale. Mechvalev, so this is the pshat, it's a proof then, dechiloi muvla. In the case we have the left part picture, where the top boundary is not included in the two and the right and left boundary. Mechval dechiloi muvla, afa gav deleko le richvo de diklo, even though there's no palm tree grown there, floy heve teaches kabin, it's not wine teaches kabin, loy koni. Since the mice is loy muvla, no matter how small it is, it's not included in the sale. Hagmar says, Shamina mitavai, but we see from both of them, Shamina mitavai, Lishni the Rova, from both Lashon as a Rova, that in the field he doesn't leave over anything. So only Shalev left over the top boundary itself. But inside the property itself he didn't leave over, that for sure he sold. The Shamina nami, Teicha de Mivla, where it's swallowed up, for Lekala Richa Dichlov, Lehebe Jesus Kabin, Kana, then for sure it's also included in the sale. Now, loy mivlo, but let's say it's not swallowed up on the left side. Vehicle le richvah diklo, devati shekabin also loy kon, that's pshita. That's also not included. Since it's loy mivlo, it's a dover choshiv, you do not mean to include in the sale. The shaila is though, mivla, on the right side, where this fourth boundary is included in the outside boundaries. But, vehicle le, and it also has a palm tree. Or else, loy mivlo, with the left side. Vleko le, then it's a shaila. We don't have the palm tree, it's not Tisha Kabin, is it included in the sale or not? Itmalo lahai gisa, some learn it isn't included in the sale. The itmalo lahai gisa, some say no, it's not included in the sale. The since the Maestro of Suffolk, what to do? Here the psak is shuda the daini, which means Bezdin has the right to do whichever they feel right. That's called shuda the daini. Since it's a Suffolk, we have svaras both ways. Bezdin has the right to pick whichever way they think is more fitting, and they have the right to do the way they think is right. All right, stop here.
You're holding that Samach Beis on the Beis. It's the bottom two dots. And it says, Omar Rabba. Rabba said like this, Palgo di Isli Biyaryo, if I'm selling my field to somebody else, and I tell this person that Palgo di Isli, half that I own in this field, I'm selling to you. Now, in the case where Reuven was a shutef, Reuven was a partner in the field. He only owned half of the field. And Reuven tells to somebody else, I'll sell you half of the fields, he meant to sell him the half that he owns. What about if he says, Loshinov, Palago Ba'aryo Disli, I'm going to sell you half of the land that I have here, then river. Then what he meant to sell is a quarter of the field, because he only owns a half. And he said, a half of what he owns, that's a quarter of the field. That's what Rabbah holds. Omalei Abayi said back, no, Maishinahocha, what's the difference? Like in both cases, we should say he meant to sell his half. Seishtik, Rabbi kept quiet. Some Rabbi Abaye said that Anor Savri, I thought that me, the Ishtik, since Rabbi kept quiet when I told him this, his Kabule Kibla, he accepted what I told him, and he accepted now that in both cases, he really meant to sell half of the property. But the Gemara says, Ishino really Velohi, it's not true. Because Chazdina, we saw Hanu Ishtori Dinafik Mi Beimar, we saw the Ishtoris that came out of the Bezdin of Rabbo Vikosabu, and it said like this, Vikosabu Hochi, this is the way it said, that Palgo the Isli Biyar Yor Palgo. If the Shut of Reuven says to somebody else, I'll sell you half that I own here, so he means to sell him half of the property. But Palgo Ba'ar Yor the Isli, if I want to sell you half of the property that I own here, then river, then he only means to sell a quarter, he means to sell you half of his share, which is a quarter of the property. So the kid to Rabba did not change his mind. So Yom Rabba, Rabba also said that Meitza Aryo, if a person is selling his field, and he gives the seller, he gives the buyer the boundaries of the field. And it sounds like this, that Meitza Aryo Dimino, Palga, that you know, on one side of the field is still my field. In other words, I'm only selling you like part of this field. I'm not giving you the whole field. Therefore, part of it is still going to belong to me. And therefore, like on the left side, the boundary is still my field. So then, Palga, then we say what you meant to sell is half of the field. But what's going to be if you sell the field and you say like this? Meitzer aryo dimino psiko, that you should know, like a part of this field. Just a part of it. and it is on the boundary. So then we say Tisha Kabin. All you meant to sell was just Tisha Kabin worth of the land. That's all. You did not mean to sell even half of the land. And you meant to sell like the boundaries are the rest of this property. I'm only giving away Tisha Kabin of it. So Amalai Abaya said back, no. L'chura mai shenohochi, mai shenohochi.